Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose.
Lyrical dishes in here.
Not on my radio.
Yeah, man. But I'm saying, you don't.
This is a family.
You can give the PG
show
version. Yo, we just got a pep talk from head coach Nuno.
Yeah,
our first quarter energy wasn't what it should have been, but he called a timeout. First TV timeout. He laid in our ass a little bit. We needed that today.
I didn't hear it. I was out of program.
Well, because you don't hear, nor do you listen.
Correct.
So like that, that's why I got to tell you while we're live on the court.
I'm still. What makes you
so
think I'm hearing or listening?
Help you resonate the message. You know what I mean? Key, you feel me?
Man, I'm listening to you, fam.
Okay.
That's what's up, son.
Just hearing you talk that way don't feel right. Fam.
I'm like a
fam.
A,
you.
I'm like one of them dudes trying to be something I'm not. You know.
Hey yo. You go, I can only see you like during a timeout. Coach is like, yeah, let's go. You're like, let's go. Yeah, we got it. We got it.
No, I wasn't that guy, man. I had a bunch of that fake hype. You know, around me, I just look at them.
Just, I get, oh, man.
All in the circle with the. You
know. The Ray Lewis, you in it? Nope.
Sugar Bear, my guy and everything, but I couldn't rock with Ray when he was doing. Nah.
It's always the one dude from Cali on the. You know what I mean? It's always the one dude from Cali on the AAU team. Like, man, we got it, dog.
We're good, man.
You
play. It's the biggest game in the joint. Yeah, we got it, guys.
Yeah, we're cool.
Good.
We got it. We'll be straight,
come on,
man.
With y'all the LA stuff, man. Get angry.
No, coaches used to get so mad at us, you know, like other teammates from California, whatever. Like, they just, because it's really no need to act like that.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But coaches, no, they would get. They would be very, like, you're not into it. Like, you're not engaging enough for them. So it's like, oh, this guy's not into the game. It's like, man, do I need to do all that to go out there and do what I need to do? All the jumping around, man. I'm trying to preserve my energy, man. I'm not all that.
You're like, LeBron, just get me to game six. I'll take care of the rest.
But that attitude's a real thing, East, West Coast, like. Even doing West Coast radio, what you know, like East Coast radio, let's see that the team is terrible, right? They're out of contention, terrible. You're still good on radio because the fans are angry and you're starting to look
lean
for someone to blame. And in Boston and Philly and New York, and they're still listening to sports talk radio. Oh, they got to get some. Who's to blame? It used to be called the GOAT, not anymore, right? Who's to blame for this series or the state of the franchise? On the West Coast, they just go find something else to do. Like, the challenge on the West Coast is keeping fans engaged, because if you don't win, they're like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just not going to check you out.
No, we're getting ready to go to the snow. Man.
Right.
Good. Yeah, hey, let's go play nine, okay? Let's just do that, Jay. I mean, there ain't no need to get all – the world is not ending. You're not going to – you know what I'm saying? It's not over with. I had the conversation, Jay, with Jid, when she first moved out here from the East Coast, from New York. No, we're fine. Oh, the world is ending. It's going to, you know, just the littlest thing I have to tell us.
See, but Key, the only thing that's
all
different,
it's going to work out.
The sun is coming out tomorrow, trust me.
That works for everything in L.A., but yet when I lived in Venice for a while, the only thing that did not apply to was traffic, because I saw people lose their mind. That
well, that's
felt like
they don't know how to drive.
East Coast 3.0.
Well, they don't know how to drive.
But y'all be reading newspapers while y'all be driving. I be seeing people on the 405 like,
Jay, do you know what percentage of drivers
focus on the road? Those are scripts.
They're reading scripts.
Motorcycles just blazing on through them.
Do you know what percentage of drivers are, shall we say, chemically altered while driving in California? Some absurd percentage. Like, it's not 5%. It's way higher. At least it was 8 years ago when the study came out.
What do you mean chemically altered?
Yes,
what are you talking
chemically
about?
Altered. I'm talking about doing the kind of substance that makes you think, I'm not in a rush to get anywhere.
You're talking about impaired?
That's good.
Yes.
It makes traffic relax.
Well,
I saw a whole I tried to take a picture of a crew yesterday. Like, come on, man. I said the same thing, though, Max. I looked over. Like, I was like, come on, man. Seriously? You can't wait to get to a certain destination?
Therapeutic, dog.
And by the way, that's why you get out of traffic and finally it's opened up, right? And the dude in front of you is still doing 35 miles. You're like, no! No, you got to go now. Come on, man.
It's everywhere, baby. It's everywhere.
So, meantime, Embiid wins MVP this year, guys, and is the first MVP to never have been to a conference finals, is the stat I saw today.
Here we go.
Jokic, it's crazy. Like, Giannis is winning MVPs, but, oh, he can't get over the top. Then he stops winning MVPs. He wins a championship, right? Jokic is winning MVPs. Yeah, but he's not a playoff player, right? Stopped winning the MVP. He might win the whole thing this year. And now Embiid got the MVP. But can Jokic, by the time these playoffs are done, be the guy in this league? Be considered the best player in the NBA?
Oh, the best player?
Yeah, by the way, I think it's possible he can if he beats if he gets by LeBron and the Lakers. And you could say, well, it's AD, but KD, LeBron, and then probably the Celtics because they're a deeper team than the Heat. Let's say Tatum. If he starts putting those pelts on his wall, boy, that's a lot. That's a lot in the playoffs.
So hold up, though. The guy who's won MVP 2 times already.
Yep.
You're saying is now just entering the conversation for best player in the league? He's been in that conversation.
Not really, Jay. Have you found
According to who?
Have you ever considered Jokic the best player in the NBA? Like, when all is said, in other words, regular season's nice and everything.
I'm not saying he was number one, but I'm saying he's been in the conversation.
I'm talking
about people within basketball ranks. We've talked about him being in the conversation. The dude is
I'm not talking about the conversation. I'm talking about your number one.
Who's your number one right now?
Right now, at this moment?
That you're answering my question with the same question I just asked because you're buying time.
LeBron James. At this moment, it's LeBron James for me. He's the guy I would want on my team. I don't think it's coincidental. He's in the conference finals for the 12th time. Right? I don't think it's coincidence. I think the way you phrased it earlier is right. Whether or not whether or not he's the engine that's driving it, he is sitting in the seat and turning the steering wheel. He's steering it. And I would trust him over anyone in basketball to steer me.
I feel like you have this conversation looming between Giannis, Jokic, and Steph for best player in the game. Because my thing is, like, best player in the game, I need it to happen all day long. You carry me all the season. Like, you're in your prime. Right? Now, you might say LeBron is built for the biggest moments. Mm-hmm. Right, and that might be your definition of best in the game.
I just want championships, man. I'm not worried about all that other stuff, you know.
That's fine.
But as long as you're healthy enough.
But my thing is, all the other stuff, even though you minimize it, it matters exponentially to get there. Right. So there's something to be said about winning an MVP. Even though you don't get there, I'm not going to minimize winning MVP.
Who's the best player in the game for you right now? If you had to choose, is it still Giannis? Because you had Giannis, Steph. They both got knocked out.
I think it's still Steph.
Steph, who's the best player for you, Key, in the NBA right now?
Probably Giannis.
Okay, so Steph, Giannis, and until I see him knocked off right now, I'm still going with LeBron. I can't believe it, but year 20, but he's still the guy I want.
Would you have said that mid-season? Would you have said that? No, you wouldn't.
No, but what I did say mid-season, which I've been saying, is I know he's come back to the pack. But I think the title's vacant. I don't think anyone really. Maybe Giannis. Maybe KD.
But don't you feel like the best player has to sustain that? Like throughout the, it can't just be like, well, now I'm like you. You would not have said that earlier in the year.
But it's almost like Jimmy Butler. Last postseason, we were having this conversation, and I was like, if Jimmy Butler every postseason is top five, isn't he just top five? Like, I think if you're good enough to help your team get to the playoffs, and that there are so many slots in the playoffs, you ought to be, then. I just need you healthy enough. I need you to, like, you need to be the guy I want on my team in the playoffs. To me, that's the best player. To me. But you got Steph, Key, you got Giannis, and to me, the title's vacant. But if I had to choose right now, I'm still rolling with LeBron until maybe Jokic is going to show me different right now.
If you're asking me best player in the league, I'm going to say Giannis. But if you're saying best player in the playoffs, then I'm going to say LeBron.
Yeah, who do you want on your team, Key? That's how I'll put it.
If it come playoff time, I'm taking LeBron on my team in the playoffs.
To me, that's what it means. To me,
but that's not the question. That's not what you asked.
But Key, in the end, you're going to make the playoffs, right? You're probably going to make the playoffs in this league.
No, they didn't make the playoffs last year.
Who?
Or the year before.
Well, I mean, but you need someone on your team.
But you can't just say in the end. No, not everybody makes the playoffs. It's hard,
okay,
man.
Fair enough. So you got Giannis. I'll take LeBron. When push comes to shove, I'll take LeBron
Are we talking about in the playoffs?
That's what I'm saying,
I'm talking
Max,
about.
What are you? Clear your mind for a minute. Breathe.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Okay. Are you saying the 82 games? Or are you saying the whatever games it is to win a championship?
To win the championship, ultimately. But let me explain what that means. If you are all by yourself,
flame meter.
If you are all by yourself, well, you just asked for what do I mean? If you're all by yourself and you stay healthy enough to get the team to the playoffs, but you're all by yourself, you ain't going to win the championship anyway.
Why, Giannis?
I'm not worried about that. No, he wasn't all by himself. The time he won it, he was fully healthy. He had Middleton, he had Drew Holiday, he had everyone with him. So
actually, Middleton got hurt and he buckled his knee and had 50-point close to triple double.
He did ultimately, but Middleton played in plenty of games,
but
and so did
everybody's
Holiday.
Doing it with extra help,
right? Except not LeBron last year when AD was when everyone was hurt. What I'm saying is, if you are healthy enough and your team is in the playoffs, you're going to need someone with you anyway to win the championship. So LeBron was healthy enough this year. AD was healthy enough this year to get them there, right? To help get them there. Now the playoffs start. That's what I really care about. So who I want on my team in the playoffs the most, to me, is the best player in basketball, period. That's who I think is the best, because we're talking about championships. No? 888-SAY-ESPN. And to me, Jokic has a shot here to prove that he's that guy I want. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. When is a player's coach not a player's coach, KJM?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Who do you want most on your team in the playoffs? To me, that's the same thing as saying best player in the game, but not to Jay and Key.
I'll take Jokic, if that's the question.
You'll take Jokic?
Yeah.
I think Jokic has a chance
right,
to be
out
recognized.
Out of everybody right now left in the playoffs, I'll take Jokic.
Doing this steal?
Well, he just changed the question to end the playoffs.
I think Jokic has a chance to be recognized as the best player in the game when these playoffs, by the time these playoffs are over. He has a chance. Ben in Denver, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, so my thing is, if you're a true Laker fan, if you're saying, like, you know, your family, you know, goes back to L.A., you're a Dodger fan, you're an SC fan, you know, not like a guy from Queens or something saying he's a Laker fan, but, you know, you're from L.A., you know, you don't want LeBron to get to his fourth championship because you don't want him to get closer to Kobe. So as much as this pains me to say, I mean, I go for the Nuggets just for that reason because I feel like I'm a
man,
true
man, get this dude off the phone. Man, get this dude off the air, please. What? That doesn't even sound right.
What?
What are you going to be a Laker fan? How the hell are you going to be a Laker fan and don't want to see LeBron and the Lakers win a championship because you don't want him too close to Kobe.
That's the point there.
Why would y'all even put him on the line?
But by the way,
because he represents some people. He's not wrong. There are people who feel that.
Oh, God, stop, Max.
Let me just say this to everybody. LeBron James is one of the greatest players the game of basketball has ever seen. Kobe's one of the greatest players the game of basketball has ever seen. LeBron will never mean what Kobe means to the Lakers organization.
Thank you.
He'll never be able to touch that, nor does he want to. Even if he were winning chips, he would never even try to put himself in that conversation, nor does he deserve to. Kobe was homegrown in L.A.
Yeah.
Like that, like
– long-term lease situation going on with LeBron,
right,
man.
To me, the big picture is there, that caller Ben represents. There are Kobe fans and there are Lakers fans, and there's a huge overlap, but they're not always exactly the same thing. There are Kobe fans who put Kobe before the Lakers, even though they're also Lakers fans. But if forced to choose, they're going to take Kobe. Their allegiance is to Kobe before even the franchise. I think that's what Ben actually represents.
But nobody's comparing LeBron and Kobe as it relates to the Lakers organization. That's self-manufactured.
Yes, in his own mind.
Yes,
yeah.
1,000,000%. Like nobody is sitting up here saying, oh, LeBron's going to be a better Laker than Kobe.
But isn't it interesting that he even manufactures that in his own mind and therefore roots against the team?
I can't help what people manufacture.
Well, that's why he's got to stay away from dispensaries or something.
He's not the only Lakers fan I've heard say that, because he actually more than anything is a Kobe fan.
You can't possibly be a Laker fan if you're saying
– You're right.
That I don't want to win a championship because he's going to get too close to Kobe.
So who's he actually a fan
of
there,
Key? He's not too close to Kobe. Kobe got, what, four here? Five here?
Yeah, five.
Five here. That's right, five here. LeBron ain't got no damn five here. LeBron ain't going to be around long enough to get four, let alone five.
You would think that some of that stuff got put to bed when Kobe showed up courtside and he and LeBron were hugging it out and everything, and this was shortly before the tragic helicopter accident, but it was seen publicly that Kobe was embracing LeBron as the next great Laker. You know, you would think that gave LeBron Kobe's stamp of approval and would be enough to satisfy people like Ben.
I feel like Kobe was going to be the steward of the Lakers organization. Like, Kobe was on the verge of trying to own a piece of the Lakers.
I always thought that.
Like, that's what – I don't think you'll see that with LeBron. Las Vegas.
Right. Las Vegas, but maybe not the Lakers.
That's going to happen, but can't do that.
When is a player's coach not a player's coach? Burns and Gambo on Arizona Sports, why they think Monty Williams got fired in Phoenix.
You're known as a player's coach, but really the truth is it's only the players that you really like and really get along with, that you're good with. Jay Crowder, he didn't like Jay. He didn't want to deal with Jay. Thought Jay was too difficult, and I've reported this before.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Ayton, biggest day of his life, you don't show up when he's signing his max contract. Him and his family are there. Everybody else was there, and then you don't even call him, like, to congratulate him. Hey, big fella, I know we've had our differences, but, man, what a great reward for you. And really, you have to. Like, you have to. You have to be able to extend that olive branch and make that situation work.
So that's the number one reason why you do it?
Number one reason is his inability to coach everybody on the team.
Yeah.
So I've alluded to this before. Look, I think Monty Williams has gone through so much in his life. A lot of people have gone through a lot. He's a great human being. A good person. But at the end of the day, like we talked about, Jay Crowder was a critical piece to help Phoenix get to a championship. He was just checked out, Key, for the whole year. He was used as a trading asset, but I was like, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play for him. That's alarming.
And he was sort of cheaply acquired.
And Jay Crowder,
yeah.
Like, I've known Jay. Jay's a tough-nosed, like, first-up dude. Like, it's not like he's just
Milwaukee, sorry.
Huh? He was in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yeah.
And there was questions around what reason why Coach Bud got fired, because he barely played, which I don't want to go on a tangent. But there was a big black eye around the organization that a lot of people were talking about. And, Key, you've heard me also say that Jay Crowder was the only one, not CP3, right, who tries to be in your face, motivate you, not Devin Booker, who kind of D-Book leads differently. Like, he's fiery, but he'll also just go off – on his own. But like, Jay Crowder was the one person that could actually get Ayton to be present, to be engaged, right?
I understand.
Because Ayton didn't get that from Monty. And I mean, hearing Gambo talk about the fact, like, when you're one of your best players signs a big contract and you don't even reach out to him, you don't send him a text, you don't hit him at all.
They had issues where he somewhat benched him a year ago. I don't want to call it a benching, but he set him down doing courses of games and things of that nature. So they already had some issues. And, you know, when new ownership come in, Jay, they sit back. Even though they want to win a championship, they sitting back and they observing everything that goes on. And if you ever peep game with new owners, they always got like a former executive of some sort in their camp, right? Around them, kind of telling them, like, hey, take a look at this, take a look at that. I looked up on the sideline. Now, I'm not saying I know anything or anything, but I looked up on the sideline. Who was there? Old Zeke. Old little Isaiah Thomas. All of a sudden, you showing up in Phoenix an awful lot. So, you just, you know.
Well, him and Matt are really close to both of them.
They are close. But yeah. I'm saying, though, Jay, when a new owner, Michigan. Just check it out. When new owners buy stuff.
I don't think it'll be Zeke, though. I don't think
I didn't say anything about nothing being Zeke. I'm just saying they always got somebody
new
in their camp that is connected to the game that could give them certain tidbits.
And
of
Zeke knows how to bend the ear of an owner who needs some advice.
Yeah, right?
It wouldn't be the first time he did it. Yeah.
Well, like certain people also like, oh, that organization, they're racist. I'm like, no, they're not. Like, let's not do that. Let's not go there. Like the first coach that they're making a push for is Ty Lue.
Well, we don't want to say the organization because it's a different ownership group now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so certain people out there are claiming things like that around.
It's a different ownership group now.
Yeah.
Hopefully they scrubbed that very clean.
David in North Carolina has something to tell us, guys.
Hey, guys. I was just weighing in on that last caller, Ben, who brought up Kobe. And I think that's a little unfair. Kobe is my all-time favorite player. He's who I grew up emulating. But as a Laker fan, I could never root against LeBron.
Right.
No matter how many times I did as a kid, you know, when he was with the Cavs. And I think that's completely unfair to bring Kobe's name in the situation. Also, I wanted to say that I think the best player in the NBA is Nikola Jokic right now. So that scares me as a Lakers fan. And the last thing I want to say is I'm from North Carolina. I'm a diehard Tar Heel fan. Oh. But, Jay, you're the only Duke player I ever respect.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you, guys.
I'll take that.
And now put that Max Blaining clock on real quick. Everyone in sports, you need to know this. The definition of the word emulate is not to imitate. Emulate means to try to match through imitation or even do better than the original through imitation.
This guy's really smart.
That's what emulate means. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're the host. I have nowhere else to go.
No, real quick, though, Jay.
Yes.
If you remember, well, you probably don't remember because you was on the East Coast. I was on the West Coast. When I did radio here at ESPN 710 alongside George Sedano and company, they were talking about LeBron coming. I didn't want no parts of him. And I'm friends with him, but I didn't want no parts of him because of the Kobe situation, right? Mm-hmm. But once he landed, oh, man, let's go. We do it. Let's go.
I'm gonna give him props. So the way he handled the Kobe situation, to me, man, that just I don't see how that doesn't win people over.
He won the Kobe chip, Jay.
Like in the year that Kobe passed away, the way he handled Kobe's passing, he was just first class. Like he paid homage. Like he bended, kissed the ring, bended knee, did all of that, man. Like.
And then won the chip that year. Just, what are we talking about here?
I don't even see how that can ever come into question.
No, I just didn't want him early on when they were talking about him coming because I'm like, oh, man, he getting ready to come and take Kobe. And then I was like, once he got here, I was like, oh, we good.
Key, I'll say this. Like, out of all the chips that I think LeBron has won, I think that one was his biggest chip. His biggest championship.
Easily,
because there's so much that was on the line and the weight that he carried for the organization.
All day there, but.
That's fine. You can say 3-1, but I'm telling you it's about
and
something.
For Cleveland.
It was about something way bigger than basketball, and it was in the midst of a pandemic.
In the midst of a pandemic and all kinds
his
of upheaval, and this dude chips up.
And remember, that's when like N-I-G-G-E, like, words like that were on his gate, all that.
That's right. Real or not real, NFL teams who missed the playoffs that could make it this year, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Real or Not Real is brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. And with us right now to play Real or Not Real is the man himself, Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter.
What an honor.
Yes, tremendous.
What an honor to be here and participate in this great game. What's up, fellas?
Tremendous honor to be on this show. That is
true.
How
you doing there, sir?
Glad you made it to the show this morning, coming back from 11. Tough night for you, but glad you're here.
Yeah, always. It's always a tough night, you know?
All right, here's the topic, guys.
There's no such thing as a night off here.
Night off.
Real or not real, teams who missed the playoffs that could make it this year. Ready? As soon as Yates plays musical bed, I will begin. But not until then, Yates. There it is. The Packers, Jeff, they will make the playoffs this year, real or not real.
I'm going to say not real for two reasons. The first of which is the division is very difficult this year, should be much improved. The second reason is I can't sit here and say that a team that is going from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love is now going to ascend to the playoffs when they couldn't get there last year.
And I'm going to say real. And I'm going to say real because of Jordan Love. I think a lot of people are putting too much mustard on the Aaron Rodgers four-time MVP that they can't make the playoffs in a division that I think is better. But it's not so much better that the Packers can't do their job. Now, think about it. Mm-hmm. The only guy that is in this division that you say to yourself, okay, this team is Minnesota. Outside of that, we hyped the Detroit Lions. We still don't know what Chicago is.
Wow.
And then defensively for the Minnesota Vikings, they've got to get better. But I do like their chances in Green Bay to make the playoffs.
I'm with you, JD. I'm not real. Like, I think this team has a foundational piece, the pieces to actually build to be that team that is consistently in the playoffs. I just think I think Jordan Love's first full season under center deserves a little bit of patience, and I'm not going to put that expectation on him yet.
Yeah, I'm going to say not real, but it's
yours
not
were
that.
My favorite.
I think Jordan Love will be page, JD. Jordan Love has a chance to be fine. The issue is the Bears got better, the Lions I think got better. And the Vikings are pretty good. They're not great, but they're pretty good. I think the division got better, and they didn't make the playoffs last year. I'm going to go not real. The Chicago Bears make the playoffs, Jeff Darlington. Real or not real?
Okay, I'm going to go real here. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that everybody seems to be giving them. I don't necessarily know that they're going to ascend to the heights. Dan Orlovsky saying, for instance, that Justin Fields, he expects to be playing at an MVP level, that he will be in that conversation. I don't think I'm ready to go there. But again, we talked about the division. I think the Lions are for real. I don't know that any NFC division is really standing out all that much to me. So I will say that the Bears can really get to the playoffs this year.
I'd say not real. I say they make strides. They certainly are going to be a better team with guys like DJ Moore coming over. But at the same time, they're not ready yet. They're a year or so away from this, taking the division, maybe winning the division, whatever the case is. They're a year or so away from the playoffs, though.
Yeah, I'll say not real. I'll say not ready. I mean, Justin Fields got them three games last year. I think he can be next level this year. I like their additions. I still don't know if it's enough to get them over the hump.
Yeah, I agree with Jay. 6-7 wins is at least double what they had, and it's not going to be enough. Real or not real, the Detroit Lions make the playoffs, Jeff Darlington.
I'm going to say real, and this is the I mean, look, they were right on the cusp last year. They were surging toward the end of the season. I do believe that momentum will carry through this offseason. I think that this team is legitimately building towards something pretty solid. And we just talked about the division. Look, I know I said the Bears could get in there. The Lions, I still think, win the division and ultimately do get into the playoffs.
And I'm going to say not real. I'm going to say not real for the simple fact that when you look at this football team. They open up on Thursday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they got a Seattle team. Then a Thursday in week four, they go to the Green Bay Packers. Talk about the first four games for them outside of the Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be a really, really tough matchup. I understand, Dan.
It's not that
Dan
hard.
Campbell's a good friend of mine, along with Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator. But they beat a Green Bay Packer logo. They didn't beat a team that was good last year. So everybody's looking at that and going, wow.
Look, man, with friends like those.
Nah, not at all. Not yet. Yeah, right. They're on their way.
Anytime he says he's a very good friend of mine, duck. Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers is part of that Green Bay Packer logo. I mean, it's not like it was a bunch of guys out there who are just bums. I'm going to agree with you, JD. First off, I'm shocked that you two have not agreed on one real, not real
not
yet.
Once.
What the hell is going on between you two? Mm-hmm. What's up?
I don't know. Synergy's not there today. Normally, we're just right on the same page.
I'm going real on this one.
Normally, Max, nobody cares what you're going. Jeff.
No, I'm going real on this one because I think they're the best team in the division. I think they're ascending, and they were close to the best team in the division last year. They were the highest flying offense, and I think they got better. Patriots, real or not real? They'll make
no way. Not real. Not making the playoffs. Not there yet. And honestly, I know that's crazy to say, given the dynasty that the run that they had. But when you're in a division with the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins, three ascending teams, I just don't see them sneaking in.
You know, it's so weird. I hate to do this. I'm going to say
what you got.
I'm going to say real.
Don't do it.
I'm going to say real because the moment that you count this dude out, Jeff, and Bill Belichick, who recognized and realized that he made a catastrophic mistake with the coordinating position a year ago who set them back, he changed up and he went and got Bill O'Brien. He should have went and got Bill O'Brien to begin with, but he didn't want to pry him away from the Alabama Crimson Tide that had an opportunity to win a national title, but he did it this year. I think
Bill Belichick.
I think they
what
fixed
a
their
sweet
problems.
Gesture by him.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to count him out. Can't count him out.
Key, I see what you're doing, and I like it. With all the hate that comes from Max's mouth about Bill Belichick, you're trying to build him up to have him come back on the show so we can get him back engaged.
Don't
well
do
done
it.
On your part.
I Don't actually, it, Key, you're not doing him any favors because let's keep in mind, Key's expectation is that the Patriots will make the playoffs.
They're not gonna
so the Patriots
playoffs.
Will not only fall short of those expectations, they're probably going to come in dead last. Mm-hmm. Dead last in the division.
Dead last.
Browns, real or not real, they make the playoffs,
you
Jeff Darling.
Max. You love saying Bill Belichick did last.
That one's real for me. I know Deshaun Watson really struggled to kind of find his legs last year, but he's going to be a better player this year. I think the division should definitely be watching out. Watson will be better this year. Ultimately, so too will the Browns.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think the Browns will be better. I think he'll be better. It's a real situation in Cleveland,
finally.
Although the division is tough, right? That division from top to bottom is probably going to be one of the tougher divisions in all of the NFL. I mean, you look at the AFC East, you say that's a tough division. Maybe out west of the AFC West, that's a tough division. This one here, if Baltimore can do anything, we already know what Cincinnati is, and then you never count out Mike Tomlin.
Yay, you guys have finally agreed. I love it. It's a win for the show.
I know. It's amazing.
I'll go.
We're
real.
Building.
I'll go real because it better be real. Because if it's not real, I don't think you'll see Kevin Stefanski there the following year.
I think they'll do well, but I'm going not real because you got six slots out of the South, right? Winner of the South. Now you got six slots left. Buffalo, Miami, the Jets. Key thinks the Patriots. You got the Chiefs.
So true.
The Chargers. The Broncos are going to be better because of Sean Payton. And then you guys went over the division. There's just not enough slots.
You think Kevin Stefanski?
Something's
got to
give.
Make it?
I do. I think that they'll win enough, and Watson will look good enough. Like I could see them going winning nine games and missing the playoffs. It's just
you guys
brutal
are unbelievable. Y'all act like Belichick forgot how to coach football. That's the crazy thing.
No, he absolutely remembers.
I just think Belichick forgot how.
You can never forget what you never knew. He only won one playoff game in his career without Brady as a head coach.
Say what you really mean, Jeff. Go ahead and say it.
No, Jeff.
Right?
We want
Max
right
said it for me.
Jeff, right or wrong? He won one playoff game in his career.
Sure seems
he's
right
season 10 without Brady as a head coach now in his career. How could he forget how to win? He never remembered. He never knew in the first place without Brady. Try to get him on the show now after
host,
that one.
Full of knowledge.
Yeah, he ain't coming on the show. Especially when you working. Maybe when you're off,
sick day.
I can get him on.
I take a sick day. You got Belichick on? You don't want the smoke? Is that it?
He ain't messing with you.
Got it. Not messing with me. Not messing with the Bills or the Dolphins or the Jets either. I'll be here all week, folks. All right, Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter. Great
Gentlemen.
To have you, as always, Jeff.
All right, Jeffrey.
Thank you, fellas.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
See you, boys.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Are the Warriors about to run it back? During a recent chat with Logan Murdoch of The Ringer, Jordan Poole stood firm about the punch landed by Draymond Green, saying that everything is fine. In reality, he kind of took a standoffish approach with his response to the question. Standoffish isn't the right word. It's listen to it. I don't have no answer for you other than we was just on the court and teammates, and we was out there trying to win games. It's just business, honestly, and that's really all it was. It is. It has been. It's just business. It's been basketball. It's a cryptic response, really.
That ain't business if somebody hit me in my face. That's for damn show.
So, it happened in your place of business.
Yeah, Jay. I think all three of them dudes will be back, though, the big three. I think Dre, Clay, and Steph will all be back. Now, and Wiggins, too. As far as some of the other pieces, you just don't know. Right? When you start getting to the back end of the roster, some of the substitute guys, they might make some change there, but that core group of guys, they can still make a run. They just won a championship a year ago. We act like these are a bunch of old 40-year-old dudes that can't play anymore, and we've seen the end of them.
Yeah, or you have to win the championship every year. It's not going to, no one's going to win the championship every year.
Look, man, this squad, Steve Kerr, was 19-0. In the playoffs before their last loss. It would be a travesty if Joe Lacob does not bring the core pieces back to retire with this franchise.
What was the 19-0 stat, though, Jay? What does it refer to?
Well, in their playoffs, like the Mets playoffs.
Wait, I don't understand this.
Like in the Western Conference.
In the Western Conference Finals, he was 19-0?
No, throughout the playoffs, series.
I'm still lost what you're saying.
Wait, they can't have won the last 19 playoff series they played. That can't be right, can it? No. Wait.
No, because they won
three titles, so.
I'm still last 19.
They won back-to-back with KD, so that's a bunch of playoff
they
games.
They were in a play-in tournament the year before.
So that doesn't count as playoffs, and then they won the title. So it's really three titles in a row plus another series. You're right, 19 playoff games in a row when you don't count the play-in. Playoff games, I think. Playoff games. Has to be games.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, got it. That's, by the way, it's an impressive stat. You don't think of it that way, but it's true.
So I don't see how you don't allow Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson to be the pieces that you move forward with. Like, I hear the Wiggins side, but core competency. Like, they are the trio foundations of your franchise.
Jay, explain to me in your very well-educated NBA background knowledge of knowing this stuff. What are we looking at? Are we looking at the money?
Yes.
Or are we looking at the talent level? What I mean.
Go ahead.
You know, I'll say what I mean by that. Are we having second thoughts because of talent or because the salary cap in the payroll is so high, or a combination of both?
Well, I mean, Clay didn't play well in the playoffs towards the end, but he had one hell of a season. Dre's so imperative to this organization. He is the DNA, man. He's the DNA.
But Dre's deal, right, is his option at $27 million, not theirs.
Yes, he can opt in for $27 million, but he'll want an extension.
Okay,
he wants an extension.
So you give him a 3-year. You give him a 3-year.
The whole thing about this is, Joe Lacob right now under the new CBA being over the luxury tax and the way that they'll be taxed. So as you're seeing right up here on the screen, Stephen Curry $167 million over 3 years. Jordan Poole 4 years $128 million. Wiggins 4 years $109 million. Clay 1 year $43.2 million. Dre the opt in that he can opt in player option $27.6 million. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to extend, Clay's going to want a max extension. He's okay. Probably going to have to take a family discount.
So okay. In a way, his performance in these playoffs may have helped preserve the dynasty, because had he gone crazy in these playoffs, he might be like, I need all my money. But given the way he just played, maybe he's more likely to take a little discount, which helps keep the whole thing together.
Potentially, Jay, yes.
Can you explain to me in quick, we've got about a minute, the salary cap ramifications, though, what kicks it in? How does that happen? What number do you have to go over to start paying those luxury tax?
I don't know exactly what the number is and how it's changed with the CBA key, but I can find that out for you. Come back from break.
Okay.
For
all
sure.
Right.
But Jay, I know that the tax ramifications are different. They're bigger. It's more incentivized for owners not to do that.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, Jay, Steve Kerr has won 19 straight playoff games before this situation. It couldn't be games. I still don't understand the stat. It had to be series. Jay has to be right the first time.
I was right the first time. It's 19 series.
How could it be? I'm just trying to figure out how that's possible.
Jay, tell me during the break, man, because I need you to explain this to me.
They lost to Toronto.
I need you to explain this to me during the break in such Duke terms, because I can't understand it in my SC.
We got to refine that stat. Figure out what the actual definition is. 19-0 in something.
Yeah,
that stat didn't come from nowhere, but I can't figure, because they lost to Toronto. It can't be games, right?
I don't know what it is.
Me neither. Neither does Jay, but we're going to find out.
19 series in the Western Conference.
No, bro. Explain it.
19 Western Conference games? Series?
Series, Max.
You can't win series, 19 dog. Western Conference. They haven't been to 19 finals.
That's what I'm
19
saying.
19 series in the Western Conference playoffs, Max. What's so hard to understand about this?
19.
Right. Man.
Just explain so to
hard?
Me, Max. Go
they
to break.
They won the title 4 years.
But in the Western Conference, to get to the finals, 16. You're no longer in the Western Conference.
My math is off.
It's just
break.
Such an astounding stat. It's hard to get your mind around. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.